Did you hear? A brown person is going to be performing at the Super Bowl. Someone call the church elders. If you've been too distracted watching Zohran Mamdani wipe the floor with Andrew Cuomo in the New York City mayoral race, then let me remind you of the latest fake crisis the Christian right has dreamed up. Latin rapper Bad Bunny is going to be performing at the Super Bowl. MAGA is more freaked out than a cat in a bath right now. Football, old-fashioned, American sport. Latin rapper. Ugh. While they're all screaming that the Super Bowl should have only English-speaking artists because it's an American event, let me remind you of something. We're a blended nation. A melting pot, you might say. Consider these facts. About 45 million people living in the United States were born in other countries. Spanish is the most commonly spoken language in the U.S. other than English, sitting at about 13% of all Americans. Nearly 60% of those that speak Spanish in the United States were native-born. Yes, born and raised in the good old U.S. of A. The United States has the second highest population of Spanish speakers in the world, only beat out by Mexico. So yes, if you were to cater to an audience other than white English-speaking Americans, it would be our Hispanic American friends. Conservatives will be the first ones to tell you that businesses are about the bottom dollar and catering to demand. Remember, go woke, go broke? Yeah, well, sometimes it goes both ways. Go old-fashioned white man style and go broke. Bad Bunny is wildly successful and popular. He has been dubbed the Latin Trap King. He sold over 111 million records worldwide. So you might say that the world loves Bad Bunny, and so do Americans. So this choice isn't virtue signaling. This isn't the Super Bowl genuflecting to the woke crowd. This isn't some DEI takeover of American football. It's a popular music artist performing at the Super Bowl, something that should make sense. Some on the right are learning that just because someone is brown and speaks Spanish means that they can still be American.
And I don't know why it's a big deal. Seems like a great American artist, so sure.
He's not an American artist, but...
he's Puerto Rican. That's part of America, dear.
But you may be asking, hey, you said God would approve of Bad Bunny. What does that mean? Well, conservatives, particularly MAGA and the Christian right, are so upset over this guy. He may be technically American, but he's not really American. You know what I mean? He's not white. He speaks a different language. Well, I'd like to introduce to you someone who would also be shunned by the Christian right according to those metrics. This man is dark-skinned. He speaks a foreign language and was even born in a different country. There's no way conservatives would want this guy performing at the Super Bowl either, right? His name? Jesus Christ. He was Arab with dark skin. He spoke Aramaic. He probably listened to music that wasn't in English, I can only assume. And unlike Bad Bunny, Jesus was actually foreign-born. When your criteria for acceptable performances rule out Jesus singing from the book Song of Solomon in his native tongue, then you might have too stringent of criteria there. Just saying. You may just very well be a bigot. Watching the Christian right lose their minds over a man for being Latin and Hispanic is one of the most unimportant, non-existent scandals to exist in society. For a group of people who scream that free speech is threatened, woke is ruining the country, and safe spaces are stupid, please tell me, what is all this? It's what they accuse the woke of doing. It's outrage stemming from their own bigotry. It's just that the right is doing it now, so it's okay to cancel people. It's okay to need a special little halftime show to make you feel all coddled, to protect your feelings. Whatever happened to facts over feelings? Fact, no one wants to watch Lee Greenwood perform at the Super Bowl, no matter what Mr. I Iron My Underwear Mike Johnson says. But don't worry, if you're a little snowflake that gets easily offended by Spanish music, then watch the alternative halftime show presented by Turning Point. You can hear the likes of Lara Trump. That's right, a Nepo baby by marriage will serenade you. Because nothing says merit like having the president's daughter-in-law sing at your crusty white person's Super Bowl halftime show. I'd rather listen to RFK Jr. sing the national anthem than Lara Trump belt one note of her ear-murdering music.
You gotta be special.
So the next time you see a MAGA head get scared of a brown man that speaks a foreign language, remind them that they'd likely be boycotting Jesus. And if that doesn't work because they put Trump over Christ every day of the week, then remind them that once upon a time, even Trump loved Hispanics, all because of their taco bowls. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.